Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is something that is not technically a vitamin, and that the body can make this from other components. It is required, however, by most all the cells in the body for energy production, especially the cells of those vital organs, the heart, liver, and kidneys. I'm talking about coenzyme Q10. You may not find this in your multivitamin. As I said, it really isn't a vitamin or a mineral for that matter. Studies have shown, however, that it may be useful to supplement with CoQ10 for certain conditions. We can start with the heart, as this organ is in fact the most CoQ10-rich tissue in the body. There is evidence it can help with heart failure, and a recent meta-analysis of 12 different studies suggests that CoQ10 can lower blood pressure by a substantial degree, by possibly 17 points for the systolic, or the first blood pressure value, and 10 points for the diastolic, the second number in a blood pressure reading. Perhaps more controversially is the evidence that statin drugs, prescribed for high cholesterol, may deplete the body of CoQ10, and this could even account for some of the side effects of this drug. So mention the possibility of supplementing with CoQ10 to your doctor if he or she has you taking cholesterol-lowering statin drugs, such as Lipitor. The list of other illnesses CoQ10 supplementation may help with are migraine headaches, cancer, periodontal disease, and possibly even simply increasing lifespan, although this latter is based on studies with rats. Dosages in these studies usually run from between 100 to 300 milligrams daily. So what foods would you eat to get CoQ10 in your diet? As I said, the heart, liver, and kidneys of the animals we tend to eat would be the richest source of these nutrients. So, if you were to eat 4 ounces of beef heart, you'd get about 15 milligrams of CoQ10. In beef muscles, like a steak, between 2 and 5 milligrams. And in peanuts, the richest vegetable source, again in 4 ounces, about 3 milligrams. Definitely lower than the 100 milligrams or so doses used in the studies I mentioned. And I don't think beef heart would be very easy to find unless you had access to a farm or slaughterhouse. Maybe some exotic brand of sausage? At any rate, it's certainly worth looking into if you have any of the conditions I mentioned. That is in pill form. Oh, and some people, since CoQ10 is involved in cellular energy production, do feel they have less fatigue when supplementing CoQ10. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.